Welcome to the ACCA Student Accountant podcast series. First, here's a message from our sponsor. Studying ACCA with Kaplan opens doors to a bright new future. Study in the way you want, when you want, with Kaplan on demand to achieve pass rates higher than the global average. Visit kaplan.co.uk/podcast and get your 5-day free trial today. This podcast is taken from an article by Sean Purcell. You can find the article on the ACCA website. Using the power of visualization to motivate. Self-confidence is a key requisite for great undertakings. To succeed in your exams, you must be confident. And one thing you can be absolutely confident about is that if you follow a structured study approach, covering all areas of the syllabus, and supplement your learning by using ACCA online resources, such as the practice platform, the likelihood of your passing increases significantly. Of that, there is no doubt. Confidence and motivation are also interlinked. Whatever you are aiming for, be it passing exams or winning an Olympic gold medal, the power of visualizing your future success has shown to be a very powerful motivating tool. If you have not already done so, I think it is really important for you to visualize the benefits which you are to gain by succeeding in your ACCA studies. We are all likely motivated by different outcomes. It might be a gold medal for athletes, but for you, it may be the satisfaction of achieving the ACCA qualification, or it may be the ability to support a different lifestyle for you and your family once you qualify. Let's just say you really want to buy a certain car, and you know that the salary you'll earn on qualifying will help you to do so. My advice would be to go to the car showroom where a similar car is for sale, and go and sit in the car, smell it, maybe even take it for a test drive. If you get a picture of that car, you can put it on your wall and maybe look at it each time you don't fancy following your study timetable. So, we have created our vision for the future and put it on the wall. We now need to take action on how to get there. If you feel that you could have utilized your time more effectively in the past few weeks, think about what you need to do to make sure you use your time better going forward. One of the best ways to make things happen is to create a structure of living. Everyone is different, but it might be a good idea to create a wall chart from now until the exam date. Creating such a chart will show that there is still a lot of time between now and your exam. However, if this time is not appropriately allocated to everything we need to do over the next few months, there is a strong likelihood that the time will just fritter away in a similar way to the time passed over the last few weeks. There is also an ACCA study planning tool that you may find useful. Another tip would be that on the journey between now and your exam, put some milestones along the way. For example, at what point would you like to have completed all of your learning? And how long are you going to allocate to the revision period? Now that we have these dates in the diary, we can go about breaking down our learning phase of study into realistic, manageable sections or chunks. This is an important task. Effective use of time. Some students will often spend hours studying a particular topic, sometimes a whole day. The problem here is that this approach is often ineffective, as it lacks clear direction. If you break your tasks down into smaller chunks of time, you will be more effective. You need to create a purpose for each of these chunks of time and have them planned throughout your week. You also need to be realistic. We are all different, and what one person reads in 30 minutes might take you much longer. The point is that it is all about managing your own sense of time and space. With regard to space, it's good to have a dedicated place for study, leaving everywhere else for relaxation. Constantly reflecting on how you're learning, what you're learning, and why you are doing it, keep looking at your end goal photo, can give you that purpose and motivation to keep on track. Reward yourself. Remember also that it is not all about work, and allowing yourself a treat once a certain topic or question is complete can be a good motivator. It's probably best to avoid too many cream cakes, though, as these are not the greatest brain foods. Switch off the stream. To minimize distractions, maximize time focused on study, and prevent yourself being dragged down irrelevant rabbit holes, It's also a good idea to switch off all your social media streams until after study. I hope that this is useful. Stay safe and good luck with the studies. Sean Purcell, BA, ACMA, CGMA, is an ACCA expert tutor who regularly contributes to ACCA programs around the world. He was recently voted 2020 Lecturer of the Year by PQ Magazine. You can find Sean's other recent articles, Techniques for Effective Study, and Motivation and Planning a Route to Success, on the ACCA website, or listen to the podcast version in this series.